The next expression is over the top. Now, what it means today is someone whose behaviour is overly dramatic, flamboyant, excessive, exaggerated, or they put a lot of unnecessary effort into very small tasks. I think we all know someone who's a little bit over the top, right? So for example, Becky is going to be organizing the party. I really hope she doesn't go over the top with the decorations. So, where does this come from? So, you'll remember that World War I was fought in trenches, which were holes dug into the ground and then bolstered up with sandbags and dirt and stuff like that. And the act of climbing over the top was the only way you could get into the battlefield. Originally, it referred to the physical act of launching an attack by climbing over the sandbag parapet in front of the trench, which was like here. Let's do my little thingy here. So it was like here, they would put the sandbags on the edge there. Alright, so yes, so it meant going over the top of those. So thus, it became synonymous with setting off on a highly dangerous venture, because once you went over the top of the sandbags, you were in no man's land, which was basically, I guess, you've got the German trench here, English trench here, and you've got this square patch of probably about 100 yards. Or so of nothing. It's literally, that's where you go to die. You've got machine guns, guns shooting this way, and you've got them shooting this way too. So this was a very, very dangerous patch of land. So that expression, you know, going over the top meant something dangerous. That mostly died out after the war. But in recent years, it was revived. But now it meant to embark on a course of action or to make a remark that is either excessive or unnecessary. So like World War I itself. A lot of historians agree that World War I was one of the most bloodthirsty but unnecessary wars of our time. A lot of historians say that World War I was just a misunderstanding that got out of hand. So, thus the expression was born or reinvented,